The recent close calls with hurricanes and tropical storms has renewed the focus on vulnerabilities of our emergency response system. The spotlight will be on ham operators and new training that is available this month. We sat down with Clem Jung, who's trying to spread the word about an exercise for amateur operators that takes place this Saturday.
So what we do is we support the National Weather Service with all their radars and whatever, ground truth. So what the eyes and ears, people, the SkyOne weather spotters see to verify what their radars are showing to them. So
you're the eyes on the ground.
Yeah, eyes on the ground, right.
We've got this event coming up, and you want all the amateur radio operators to know about this.
Right. Any amateur radio, whether you're associated with an organization or not, to participate, to use your equipment in case of emergency, practice. And we encourage them to go on using not the electrical power, but to use batteries, generators, solar panels, alternate forms of power to operate their radio.
Like you would in a disaster.
Yes, that's why. So we had the ARRL section manager, Oscar Resto, from Puerto Rico. He spent 2 weeks here. And one of the things we learned from him is that they use Simplex VHF radio to communicate. That's one of the things we're going to be using, Simplex radio to radio communication, and also the idea of tracking damages on a map. So we want to simulate reports of damages throughout the state, and we put it on an incident map where the damages are for each island.
Many folks may not know that we have so many radio operators out there. I mean, you tell me we have like 3,700 licensed operators?
Yes, approximately. There's a lot of radio operators that are not that active. They're, I call them ham on the wall. You know, they show their license, but they're not active. But what we learned from Oscar also that about 5% of his radio operators, he had about 3,700 in Puerto Rico, that only 5% are able to perform MCOM duties because they become survivors as well, or they'll be affected by the storm. So though we have 37, we have maybe about, let's say, 200, let's say, are involved in MCOM.
What is MCOM for folks who might know?
Emergency communication. MCOM, emergency communication. Out of the 2,000 maybe, or 200, maybe only 5% are able to perform because the gear, the home got destroyed, the antennas get destroyed because the homes are destroyed. They have whatever emergency power they have cannot operate because they got destroyed. And so that's why we got to look at as many hams to be prepared that they can come up when there's a catastrophic disaster and be able to provide communication for the community.
So what will they need to know if they want to participate in this?
Well, we'll be on the second Saturday of October, and it's from 9 a.m. to 12 noon. It's only 3 hours, short time. And to work with other hams in there, and we're working with the district emergency coordinators. I have 9 of them throughout the state, and they are also trying to get the word out to the hams and the areas members in their districts to get the word out, this is what we're going to be doing, et cetera, and just get the word out on the nets, HF nets, on the repeater nets that I held almost every day, et cetera, to encourage hams to come up and on a simplex frequency that's going to be utilized in their district. And the scenario is a Category 4 hurricane that is moving from the south, and almost what happened with was that Hurricane Lane. It came from the south, it went to the west of the Hawaiian Islands, but this scenario will make it closer along the western shoreline of all the Hawaiian Islands, and is affecting all power, loss of power, worst case scenario, affecting all counties, all islands, no power, no internet, therefore no water, no ATM, no banking, no pumping of gas, whatever. Roads are either blocked or destroyed along the shoreline. Like we have Cam Highway, we have Kaneohe Highway. They're all shoreline. Farrington Highway going to Waianae can be inundated by the storm surge, debris, trees falling on the highways, like, for example, on Likiliki, Pali. And we have trees already falling when we had Lane.
That's
and
right.
That was just a tropical storm. Now, this is a Category 4 hurricane looking at about 150 miles an hour. You know, so mudslides, landslide, rock slides, whatever.
Very real situations that we could be faced with.
And we've had incidents where we've had tropic storm or more tropic storm that happened to us recently that we had mudslides, landslide, trees falling, blocking the roads. Imagine a category four, I'm not saying a category 5 hurricane, but a category 4 hurricane, which is more likely. And we've had a category 4 hurricane, but downgraded to a tropical storm.
Yeah, recently. We got lucky.
Yeah, very lucky. What happened, and you can relate to what happened in Puerto Rico, ham radio operators was utilized for 6 long weeks, which is very unusual. Normally, they're for 2 weeks, 3 weeks at the most, because the infrastructure were able to be, the power were able to come back up, telephones, commercial radio, first responder communication. But in Puerto Rico's situation, it was 6 long weeks. So if something similar happened here, it won't be 6 long weeks, or it could, depending on how bad the storm is and, you know, the power lines that could be affected, etc. So the amateur radio provide the communication where the what's happening in their communities, letting the county EOCs, like for Oahu, Department of Emergency Management, City County of Honolulu, what's happening out there in their community, where the roads are blocked, bridges are destroyed, highways are destroyed.
So you're the boots on the ground.
Boots on the ground, that because first responder communication may fail also. The fortunate thing about amateur radio, we have so many different modes and frequencies that we can use. We can have VHF, UHF, we have digital, we have analog, we have HF. And HF, we have different bands. We use mostly 40 meters and 80 meters, and we can use 60 meters. So we're not set to one frequency or a few frequencies like the first responders. We can move to different modes of communication as well as frequency. We can send email through radio frequency, RF, just like regular email through the internet. We can do that through WindLink.
And I'm just curious now, as far as the reach across all the islands, do we have more ham operators operating on certain islands than
others?
Well,
most of the hams are located on Oahu, the population bigger. Then we have another group is the Big Island. The island is big. The population is probably the next one. Maui. And then Kauai is the smallest, but Kauai is organized. They learn from Iniki. So there's a group of emergency communication people that have been practicing working with the Kauai, used to be Civil Defense Agency, is now Kauai Emergency Management Agency. They changed the name early this year.
And you were with Civil Defense, State Civil Defense before?
Yes. When I was an employee, I was really concerned with state agencies. They depend so much on cell phone, landline, and internet. I asked them, and I was in operation after 3 years in training branch. I said, how are you going to communicate? Oh, we're going to buy Iridium phones, you know, satellite phones. And that's one thing we learned from Oscar. There's not enough bandwidth. They had satellite phones, but what happened is they brought a lot of additional satellite phones. It jammed up. They couldn't get to the satellites, so they couldn't communicate. So people think that they can communicate through satellite. Yeah, but people are going to be using the bandwidth, and therefore they won't be able to get communication. And that was a big problem on con to Oscar. So what it is I learned from, you got to have an amateur radio is when all else failed. That's the model.
Right, your backup.
We're the backup, the backup of the backup.
Yep.
And we have to incorporate amateur radio in all our exercises so that when the time comes, and hopefully it won't, that we're prepared and they know the role what amateur radio can provide. And that's coming now on the other side. I was emergency management on the other side. Now I'm from the other side. We need to incorporate more amateur radio in our exercise and also our state agencies and also county departments. You cannot use your present communication when the catastrophic event occurs. It will fail. We provide emergency communication when the time comes. From the emergency management point of view, amateur radio is free. Free labor. We cannot charge for our labor. We provide free equipment. We maintain our equipment. So when the time comes, we know our equipment, we can use it.
Basic but vital.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for inviting me to be here.
We were talking with Clem Jung about an upcoming exercise for ham radio operators. It takes place Saturday, October 13th. For links, check out our webpage at hawaiipublicradio.org.